This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In October 2013, more than 1,400 delegates from all around the world met in Brazil to review progress made in eliminating child labour, especially the worst forms of child labour. Amongst the delegates were 120 unionists. I talked to Sue Longley about the conference. Ms. Longley is the policy officer responsible for agriculture and plantation issues at the International Union of Food Workers, the IUF. I asked her about the conference and the role of the unionists attending it.
It was a huge conference, all ILO member states invited, and I think something like 1,400 participants. From that, we know there were about 120 trade unionists. We participated in all of the plenary sessions and in the specific working groups looking at the ideas and the way forward on child labour in particular sectors and in particular themes like education and health.
What is child labour? And more specifically, what are the worst forms of child labour?
Well, the ILO has quite clear definitions of what is child labour based, of course, on Convention 138 and Convention 182. So for us, child labour is work that kids are doing when they are below the minimum age. And the minimum age is usually defined by national legislation. So there's an age at which kids should not be working below that. And child labour would generally be that. Worst forms of child labour, and that's something that's actually very common in the sectors where the IUF works, in particular agriculture, worst forms of child labour are the things that damage children's health, morals and safety, that interfere with their education. And we're talking there about some of also the really worst forms like sexual exploitation or involvement in the military.
What were some of the conclusions of the conference, and were the unionists satisfied with the conclusions?
Well, this was an interim conference. It was checking, in a way, the application of the roadmap that was adopted in 2010 at The Hague and how far we'd got, and if we would achieve the global targets of elimination of worst forms of child labour by 2016. And in fact, in some ways, the discouraging news was that even though there's been substantial progress, at the rate we're going now in terms of global elimination of worst forms in child labour, we will not see elimination by 2016. So that was one of the discouraging outcomes. I think, though, in terms of the document, and there was something adopted called the Brasilia Declaration, as trade unionists, we were quite pleased, and we had, I think, a significant influence on that document. So we got very clear recommendations, for instance, that governments should ratify some of the key conventions, like the new Domestic Workers Convention, as a tool to stopping child domestic work. And for us in the IUF, it was important that there was a recommendation also to adopt Convention 184 on safety and health in agriculture, so helping to improve conditions for all workers in the sector, again, as a tool to eliminating worst forms of child labour. We also saw some specific text on the rights of workers, teachers, workers in the health sector to have decent working conditions, and this all of part of the roadmap and the plan to eliminating child labour.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help end child labour, especially the worst forms of child labour?
Well, for the IUF globally, I think our key thing is we think that improving conditions for parents so that kids don't have to work is one of the main things that we can do. We need to increase salaries to get better incomes so that kids are not obliged to work to support their families, and that's, I think, one of our key things. Other areas, I think it's, you know, engagement with companies along supply chains, making sure that companies fulfill their obligations not to have child labour in their supply chains. Again, working on things like health and safety. At the moment, for instance, for 15 to 17-year-olds, what would put them in worse forms of child labour is that they're working in unsafe conditions. So if as trade unions we can improve health and safety generally in workplaces and on farms, that means that those kids would then be doing decent youth work rather than the worst forms of child labour. So we can do lots of workplace initiatives and also look at supply chain activities.
How does the IUF help unions confront child labour?
We do this in a number of ways. In agriculture, and unfortunately agriculture remains the biggest single user of child labour, we work with our affiliates to increase their capacity to bargain on this. So, for instance, we would look for a collective bargaining agreement between employer and union that would say that this is a child labour-free enterprise. And we would also look at sort of doing outreach work so that, that the small farmers, some of the contract farmers supplying maybe to a bigger plantation, that the union and the employer would work jointly with those small farmers to eliminate child labour. And the other area where we have been working is, of course, to make sure that some of the big food processing companies where we have substantial membership, that there's also the commitment there to eliminate child labour in supply chains.